the last word
with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.
Let's start with a very interesting new survey by the independent charity Drink Aware into our drinking habits. We're joined by Dervla O'Brien, the chief executive of Drink Aware. And tell us, first of all, Dervla, about the finding that more than half of adults who drink are no more likely to drink at home than outside of the home.
Yes, thank you, Matt. So it's a new comparative report based on 6 years of data from the Drink Aware Barometer. And there are some very interesting new patterns and trends that have kind of embedded themselves since over the past 5-6 years. And one of the key ones is that 55% of adults are now most likely to consume alcohol at home, but also drinking at home alone at least once a week is now Ireland's most common drinking occasion. And that's quite significant. So 31% of adults drink at home alone at least once a week.
Sorry, with no company, not even a partner or a family member. They're just doing it on their own. Maybe it's their watching the television or listening to music or reading a book or whatever.
Exactly. And the next two occasions are also drinking at home, but often with somebody or company and that type of thing. So it's kind of the top three occasions, but the single most popular occasion is drinking at home alone on a weekly basis.
And if somebody's drinking at home, what sort of volumes are they consuming? Because they're unlikely to have a measure if they're pouring a glass of wine out of the bottle. Will they be finishing the bottle every time? Will there be any restrictions on what they're drinking?
Well, that is the danger, you know, of drinking at home, and particularly, you know, because you're not in a controlled environment. There is no closing time like there is in the pub. Measures are poured freely and often we're unaware of what we're consuming. So there's a tendency to overpour and overdo it. And also it's become, you know, quite ubiquitous. So it can come about as a result of, well, it's not socializing. So it's probably habit or maybe boredom. Or maybe, you know, to de-stress or avoidance of something. So, you know, it is one to watch, particularly the fact that it's at home alone.
Could it also be to do with price and that it's cheaper to drink at home than to go out to do so?
Oh, I would say no doubt. I mean, there's lots of contributing factors as to why we're drinking more at home. I mean, certainly it became embedded during the pandemic for obvious reasons. But obviously, cost of living is playing a factor. And we can see that from pub closures over the last number of years.
Does that suggest we need a campaign to get people out of the house if they're going to drink, that they should be doing so with others in a controlled environment such as the pub?
Well, I think motivations for drinking are key. And I think if we can get people to stop and ask themselves, you know, what's their why? Why are they doing this? And even to experiment with, just to be mindful about it, take a good look at it. We're not telling people what to do. But really, consider what you're drinking and why you're drinking, particularly if you feel it's not serving you as well as it used to. So, you know, we're talking to the 75-odd% of the population who consume alcohol but are not considered to have an alcohol use disorder. And really what we want them to do is to become really, really aware of what they're doing and if it's still serving them, to question it and to put things in place. And there are many things they can put in place, you know, to experiment with their own drinking habits and take a break.
So I'm just still surprised that this idea of people really got into the habit of drinking at home, because I'm thinking back to COVID and all of the occasions when people were arranging to have pints served out the door to them from their local pub, who'd be sitting in their local car parks with friends. Or I can remember a couple of times sitting up by the banks of the River Dodder, sitting out and then trotting off back up to the pub to bring back another tray of pints. The social aspect got people out of the house, and that's what they wanted to do rather than drinking at home.
Yes, it did. It did to some extent. But it also did see a rise of people then turning around and going home and drinking at home. And the fact is, a lot of pubs were closed, so they weren't serving to the same amount of people, for instance. So we can't say for sure it's because of the pandemic. I mean, drinking at home was a rising trend, but not to, I mean, when you look at 2018 figures, you know, it's quite a significant difference. And that was pre-pandemic. So there could be many contributing factors, but the fact is it's happening.
Okay, Catherine says, don't forget that very many people are single and so live alone and not by choice. Don't just stereotype people saying they drink at home, not with a partner. Also, single women can't go to the pub alone. Often single women have a drink with a phone call to friends. Okay, that's a good point coming in from Catherine. What else have you found, Dervla, about the age profile of those who might be drinking at present?
Well, it's very different patterns over different age cohorts. So, for instance, you'll find that among weekly drinkers, so people who are drinking at least once a week, that peaks among the over 50-year-olds at 61%. Whereas you'll find that the 18 to 24-year-olds are drinking at a lesser rate on a weekly basis at 40%. But then you come and you look at binge drinking, and that peaks amongst the 18 to 24-year-olds, who 72% of them would have cited as binge drinking in the past 30 days. And then that's at its lowest amongst the over 65-year-olds and over 50-year-olds at 50% and 37%. So it depends on the age cohort. It's different life stages.
It is. And isn't it also what financial resources are available to them? And also that perhaps when you're younger, you can feel you can go on for longer.
Absolutely. But what we're also seeing amongst the younger age cohort, which is very interesting, and I think many of us will know this anecdotally, 27% of under 35s cited themselves as not drinking or certainly haven't drank in the last 30 days. That's quite significant. So on the one hand, while you're seeing a growing rise in binge drinking amongst 18 to 24-year-olds, you're also seeing the highest number of adults opting out of drinking amongst that age cohort as well, which is interesting. They've become very physically aware, very wellness aware, and are looking after themselves that bit better, it seems, though hazardous patterns still persist in that cohort.
There's loads of messages coming into 0874 100 102, so I'm going to read some of them out. Conor O'Mayer says, you can't smoke in pubs. It's a bad idea to drink at home. WTF is safe. I love watching a good movie with the odd beer at home. Might as well get some value out of the TV licence. Dee in Galway says, it's too expensive to go to the pub now. Scandalous prices for pints and no taxis available to bring people home. Also, city centres are not safe at night. Another one says, rising costs, people are getting healthier, Netflix, etc. Here's one that says, and this is from Vinny in Sligo, I like to have a drink at home while watching the football or golf, sometimes with my wife, sometimes on my own. I was in the pub the other week, a controlled environment where someone was so drunk he fell off the high stool not once but twice. On both occasions he hit his head extremely badly. If this is controlled, I'll take my chances at home. Another one says, do the maths. This is Finbar in Cork. If you were to go out in Cork for a meal and a few sociables, nice burger place, nothing too fancy, €25. 6 pints, €36. That's just buying your own pints. 6 pints, I think that's binge drinking. But anyway, leave that aside. Taxi home, €20 at least. If you smoke, €20. That's 81 to 101 quid for a quiet night. Insane. Okay, that's an interesting one. Rule number one when it comes to drinking is you either drink or you don't drink, just because if you're not used to it, it just kills you with a hangover. Okay. Another one says, Sandra in Connemara, I live alone in a new place. I drink alone with my dinner after a day working in the garden. I can buy a bottle for the price of a glass in the pub where I'll have to fend off unwanted company. I can drink and I can smoke. I'm 55 and a bottle lasts 2 to 3 days and I have no need to drive. Okay, what all those sort of comments mean to you, Dervla?
I mean, look, completely understandable. And also, just to say, we're not passing any judgment in any of this. We're simply reflecting what the public are telling us in terms of their own drinking patterns. And we think it's very, very interesting to look at the trends amongst the different cohorts, particularly where we can identify maybe cohorts who need addressing in terms of binge drinking information, beginning with information. And just to kind of, another interesting stat is that some of the winners in this are the supermarkets. No surprise, given that, you know, more and more people are drinking at home. So weekly drinkers, 42% of them purchase their alcohol at the supermarket, you know, and then cohorts follow after that, like garages and that type of thing. So, yeah, it is very interesting. There's lots of reasons as to why it's happening, but it's important that we know what is happening and understand it.
Okay, Dervla O'Brien, Chief Executive of Drink Aware, thank you. I'm going to read some more of these many comments that are flooding in. Brian in Dublin says, I've gotten more drunk in pubs with a so-called control than I ever have at home, either by myself or with friends. This is because when you're in a pub with friends, you tend to get into the rounds system. People who are problem drinkers will be problem drinkers no matter where they are. It's an interesting one. Another one says, lads, I'm widowed and if I want a glass of wine at home, I pour it. Another one here says, how about making it cheaper in pubs to drink by reducing the tax on pubs or encourage people to go to the pub and to meet people? That's another interesting one. It's easy to be critical of those whose drinking isn't tempered by taxpayer-sponsored GLP-1. Okay. It is interesting, though. A lot of people are reducing their intake of alcohol, don't feel like having it because they no longer have the taste for it because of the use of GLP-1s. Another one says, oh, shock drinking at home alone. That's not new, for God's sake. No, we're not saying it's new, but we're saying that according to this survey by DrinkAware, that it's an awful lot more common than it used to be. Another one says, let's be real. I don't mean to generalise, but the under 35s are taking alternative intoxicants. Is that true? Is it just the under 35s who are taking illegal cocaine, for example? Another says, I drink 2 glasses of wine with a movie or book on my own at least once a fortnight. My family work in hospitality. I don't. It's my quiet time.
The last word with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.